Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shira sponsored as the Karas HaToyv for the return of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yuma Daf Beis in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Aleph and Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. So we learned in the previous Daf that Rabbi Yochanan learns that how do we know that a Kohen has to be Poirish before Yom Kippur? You learn it from Yimei Miluim. The same way by the Miluim, the Kohanim, Aaron and his children, had to be poyrish for 7 days. So we have in Yom Kippur. So it says the Gemara, Shem Lokish Bo Kemi Rabbi Yochanan. Shlokish Yas Rabbi Yochanan. Imam Eile Milui Me'akev Av Seyu Shem Kippur Me'akev. According to you, so if you learn from each other, so by the same way Milui it's Me'akev, that you must have the 7-day pre-show. So also by Yom Kippur, you're supposed to have the 7-day pre-show. Now we know it's not Me'akev. How do we know it's not Me'akev? As Rabbi Chaim explains, because it says that you appoint another Kohen to replace the Kohen Gadol. That second Kohen doesn't have pre-show. So you see that if you, in the worst case, you don't have pre-show, he can still do Avaito. So how can it be that you're learning from Miluim? By Miluim it is Me'akev. By Miluim you must have it. So ask the Gemara of Umikabel Mine. Did Rabbi Yochanan accept the question of Rish Lakish or he did not accept it? So the one Mimad the Mar of Mono. Ramono said, "V'tameyani, I don't understand. Heichav Shem Lokish Meisiv Kemi Rabbi Yochanan. How is the Shlokish asking this question to Rabbi Yochanan? Vu mikabel mine, and Rabbi Yochanan accepted the question of Shlokish because the Chor Rabbi Yochanan can answer, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment. But you see from here, the Rabbi Yochanan did accept the question of Shlokish. Now, what can Rabbi Yochanan say back? V'yasvinei, he should say, Lo imatzanu dover me'akiv lomen midover she'enu me'akiv. Didn't we find sometimes that something that it's learned from somewhere else, even though the source is not me'akev, is not something that you must do, but the thing that's being learned is me'akev, and vice versa. Dovah she'enu me'akev, lo midovah shu me'akev. There's sometimes the source is something which is me'akev, and what's learned from it is dovah she'enu me'akev. And the Gemara is going to bring a few examples to this. Umolak v'hikter. The pasuk says meliko and aktara. Meliko is when they kill the bird on top of the Mizbeach, and Akhtar is putting on the fire on the Mizbeach. So he dashed like this, with a base and mudaf on top, and I'm going to use the gear of Rav Chaim. Ma haktoro b'rosh ha-Mizbeach. Haktoro must be in Rosh ha-Mizbeach. That's when he put it on the Mizbeach. Af meliko b'rosh ha-Mizbeach. Also meliko, cutting the head of the bird, has to be on top of the Mizbeach. But although meliko is learned from Akhtar, meliko me'akeves and Akhtar me'akeves. In this case, the source is not me'akev, but what's learned from it is me'akev. You must do it this way. Tomid. We have a gzeir shava of tomid. Nemar tomid b'chavitim, v'nemar tomid b'lechem aponim. Chavitim is the mincha the Kohen Gadol has to bring every day, the flour he has to bring every day. And the lechem aponim is the bread that has to be there the entire week. Now we're using again the Gersa of Reb Chaim that turns it around. Ma tomido amur b'lechem aponim. Shnei mosor. B'lechem aponim must have 12 breads. Av tovid amur b'chavitim shnei mosor. Also the mincha of chavitim comes 12 different chalos. Lechem aponim me'akev en chavitim me'akev. In this case is the opposite. The source is me'akev. You must have 12 chalos. But b'chavitim is not me'akev. And Reb Chaim goes on to explain how do we know that it's me'akev b'lechem aponim b'nai b'chavitim. Another gzeir shova, lekicho. Ne'amar lekicho b'mitzrayim, that you have to take the bundle that you put into the blood. V'ne'amar lekicho b'lulov, and you take the arba minim elulov. Ma lekicho mur mitzrayim agudo, av lekicho mur b'lulov agudo. Same with mitzrayim, it's bundled together. Also, in the lulov has to be bundled together. Lulov me'akev, mitzrayim in a me'akev. Lulov, which is the one that's learned, you must have it together. But mitzrayim, it's not, it's a me'akev. So we summarize it, we see from here, Dover Me'akev, Lomen Midover Sheinu Me'akev, Fedover Sheinu Me'akev, Lomen Midover Me'akev. Meaning it could be that you have something learned from something else, but the source will be Me'akev, and what's learned from it, it's not, or the opposite. So what is Rish Lakish asking to Rabbi Yochanan? That Yom Kippur should be Me'akev, because Milum is Me'akev, and not necessarily goes together. Continues the Gemara and says, Avshim Lakish, Makshalei, Man and Maisel Avshim Lakish. Meaning Rish Lakish is asking the question. So it means Mashua Shlokish doesn't have the question on himself. He himself, how does he know they have to have pressure in Yom Kippur? It says, "What Kado Tani of Shmuel b'Zoyis Yovo Aron El Kodesh ba'Amur ba'Inyan." So Reb Chaim brings the Bavli. It should have said be'Eile, because we're talking about the korbanos that the Kohen brings, and they both are zcharim, are males. So it should be Be'ela. Why it says Bezois? Ela means Bezois HaToyra, that says by Miluim, that's how you're going to do by Yom Kippur. But Omur Be'inyan, what says in the Inyan, which is Miluim. Ma Omur Be'inyan, Mefrishim Oysa Kol Shivo, Ve'oivet Kol Shivo, Umechanchim Oysa Kol Shivo. He's 7 days Parsh, and for 7 days he does Avoido, and 7 days gets prepared, the same 7 days. So Yom Kippur has to be away for 7 days, working 7 days, and getting ready. Where do we see by Yom Kippur that we're mentioning Miluim? It says Bezoyitz because we mentioned Miluim. Where's Miluim mentioned Yom Kippur? It says in the Pasha of Yom Kippur, it says, that's where the Pasha starts. So you're mentioning the Misa Bnei Aaron, Veloy Mesu. He didn't die then. Ela b'miluim, the time of the miluim. K'moy shu mor bein, omor bein, and as if it's written here, the miluim in the parasha of Yom Kippur. So immediately, Rish Lakish has a limud of the aprisho for miluim in a different way. Says the Gemara, v'lei soifet of Shimon Lakish mishreino min hadin karyo. And the end of the day, Shimon Lakish is also learning for miluim. So what does he ask Rabbi Yochanan? He says, if you're learning for Miluim, so you should be me'akiv like in Miluim. The same question applies to Rish Lakish. If you're learning for Miluim, should be me'akiv like Miluim. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela ke'inish, the show amilo umak she'alo. Rish Lakish is not saying that the question, he doesn't have the question on himself. He says, I also heard that we learn from Miluim, and I don't understand. If you learn from Miluim, it should be me'akiv. He's asking what he heard. Says the Gemara, of Yoisi Beraboin, Tamo, the Shem Lakish is different. He didn't learn from Miluim. Rish Lakish really has a different source. What's the source of Rish Lakish? It says in the pasuk, "Vayishkon kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai." It says over there, "Vayikrael Moshe b'yom Shvim yisaycha onan." Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain for 40 days. He was in the mountain for 6 days, and in the 7th day, he went up to Shemayim. Ma Moshe lo nichnas teflav lifnim ad shenis kadosh b'onan kol shivo. The same Moshe Rabbeinu did not go up to Shemayim until he was in the onan, getting prepared for 7 days. So Chaim points out, it's not 7 days; it was only 6 days. So he says, because the 7 days is the day he went in, so the 7 days counted also as the days of preparation. Continues the Gemara that base and with base of our lo nichnas teflav lifnim ad shenis rabbe b'shemen mishcha kol shivo. The same Moshe Rabbeinu need preparation 7 days. Also, Aaron Akoin has the preparation for 7 days. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara just mentioned one source that says that the reason why the Bnei Aaron are mentioned in Yom Kippurim to teach you that that's how we learn Miluim. But Al Daita de Rabbi Yochanan that we learn Miluim from a different place. The pasuk we mentioned in the beginning, Kasher also. Lama Mises Bnei Aaron Amur Be'inyon Veloy Meisu Ela B'Miluim. So are we mentioning the Mises of Bnei Aaron B'Yom Kippurim? If they died only in Yom Kippurim, why does it say Achim Moishne Bnei Aaron? Says the Gemara, "Mavchia barbo bnei Aaron be'echad b'nisan meisu." They really died in echad b'nisan. "V'lamo maskir misos on b'yom kippurim?" Why is it mentioned Yom Kippur? "Lam dechosh k'shem shem kippurim mechaper al Yisrael kach misos misos shel tzadikim mechaper al Yisrael." The same Yom Kippur is kapara on Am Yisrael. Also tzadikim, when tzadikim or nifter, it's kapara on Am Yisrael. That's what we mention their misos Yom Kippurim. "Omar bo abino lama somar kosov misas miryom lepashas poro." We have the Misa of Miriam close to Parshas Chukas. Lam dechosh k'shem shever poro mechaperes Yisrael. Same poro aduma brings kapara to Am Yisrael. Kach misos which tzadikim mechaperes Yisrael. So another source that tzadikim's death, tzadikim's ptiro brings kapara to Am Yisrael. Omer Yehuda b'Rav Sholem lama somoch hakosov misas Aaron leshibur haluchos. Why does it say the misas Aaron next to the breaking of the luchos? That's in Sefer Dvarim. And after we speaks about the breaking of the luchos in Parshas Ekev, it says, "Ubnei Yisrael nosu beris miyakon meseiro sham meis Aaron." We said that Aaron died over there, so we mentioned the death of Aaron after the breaking of the luchos. The lamdechos shemisosim shatadigim kosher lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu keshibur haluchos. To show you that Hakadosh Baruch Hu considers the death of tzadikim like breaking the luchos. The more goes back to that pasuk, "See Ubnei Yisrael nosu beris miyakon meseiro sham meis Aaron." It says Aaron died in the place called Maseiro. Says the Gemara, "V'chibim Maseiro Meis Aaron." Father Bore Aar Meis. He didn't die in Maseiro. He died in our Aar. Ado Dichtiv. That's what the pasuk says. "V'yal Aaron Akoyin El Hoyer Aar Al Pi Hashem V'yom Hashem." It says clearly the Aaron Akoyin died in our Aar. So why does it say Maseiro? "Hello, Mikavon Shemeis Aaron Nistalko Anoni Akovoid." When Aaron Akoyin was nifter, so Anoni Akovoid left. "Ubikshu Agnei Ananim Lizgar Esbom." So the Knanim came to fight. They saw the Am Yisrael is not protected with the clouds of glory. So they came to fight with Am Yisrael. Hadod ichtiva yishma akdani melech orod yoishev anegev kibo Yisrael decha asorim. He heard Am Yisrael is coming through this way. Vayilochem beYisrael. He came to fight with Am Yisrael. What is this way that we're mentioning? Mao decha asorim. Decha asorim means meis hatoyer hagodol shayatar lehem esaderech. As the Korban Eid explains over here, Tyre is someone who's boki b'drochim and knows how to show the way. Anone Yaakovah, we're going in front of Am Yisrael and making the way easy for them to go. They showed the way to go. So when Mace HaTayr HaGodol, meaning that Anone Yaakovah are not there, so the Kenanim felt comfortable to fight with Am Yisrael. Huvov and Yisgaru Behem, Ubikshi Yisrael Lachzor LeMitzrayim. Am Yisrael, some of Am Yisrael want to go back to Mitzrayim. They went back 8 masos. Am Yisrael went from masa to masa. They went back 8 masos. So Levi, Shevet Levi came after these people that are going away, and he killed 8 families out of Am Yisrael. Reb Chaim points out that Rashi in Parshas Pinchos says the girsa should be 7 mishpachos, because you look through the Torah, you see there's 7 mishpachos that are missing after this story. Also, Am Yisrael, they fought back, and they killed 4 families from Shevet Levi. So Gemara now brings a pasuk from Divrei Hayomim that says over there, Lamrumi, Leitzari, Lechevroni, Lazieli. These families we mentioned Divrei Hayomim, but they were not mentioned in the Torah. And the understanding is, why are they not mentioned in the Torah? Because they died. So why are they mentioned in Divrei Hayomim? Says Gemara, Mosai Chazu b'mei David. They came back, these families. I mean, they weren't completely gone. They just, many of them died, but they were still there. And then they came back and grew to be big families. Meaning it's talking the time of David the Melech, or the Tzaddik. So they grew a lot. Who? Rav Shalom b'Yarech. Says the Korban Eid, Rav Shalom first to Bnei Levi, the Roid Fei Shalom. So they came back. But in the meantime, there was a war and many people died. What caused us to have this war? They didn't do enough hesped on Aaron HaKohen. So they got together and they sat down to do the hesped and they did chesed to Aaron HaKohen. Because the hesped is considered to be a chesed for the mace according to this Gemara. So Torah considers as if Aaron HaKohen died there and they did Hesped over there. So even though Aaron HaKohen died in Hor HaHar, and this is in Moseiro, but because in Moseiro did the Hesped, it's considered to be that the Torah calls it that Aaron HaKohen died in Moseiro. The Gemara now goes back to speak about the Miluim, and the Gemara says, "Reisav Chanin Omar, Asiris Haifo Umichnasai Me'akvim." The Asiris Haifa brought Miriam Beluim, and wearing the pants is Me'akev, you must have it. So Reb Chaim explains that all the B'godim is Pashut's Me'akev, because it's mentioned twice, Pashut Tzav and Pashut Tzav. But Michnasayim and Asiris Haifa is not mentioned, so that's have to tell me it's Me'akev. Ma'ataymo, what's the source? Ze v'ze Asiyo, which is Exer Shovov, ze ze. But Asiris Haifa it says ze Korban Aaron, but Tzavo ze it says v'ze Adova Shatas Alehem. In the Gabi Michnasayim, there's a Vov that adds it. So we have Limudin to tell you that it's Me'akev. So the Gwamah, Reb Chaninov, Asisa La'aroin, Wilvanov, Kocho. The word Kocho, Kola Amur, Beparsho, Me'akev. Whatever is written, Parsho Samiluim, is Me'akev. Fazak Kedemer of Shul, Bamnach, Meshav Yonis, it goes like, what Meshav Shul, Bamnach, with said name of Yonison. Zeh Adover, Vezeh Adover, that's the Zeshov we just mentioned. Afil Kriyas, a Parsho Me'akev. And we're dashing these words, Zeh Adover, Zeh Adibur. Even reading the parsha that you have to do in Yom Miluim is me'akev. Homer B'yochanan B'yochanan argues, Kol ha'me'akev le'doyer is me'akev kan. Kol she'arin en me'akev le'doyer is enu me'akev kan. Whatever throughout generations, you need to have it. You have to have it in Yom Miluim too. Whatever is not, you don't need to have. My yislach will be a difference between B'yochanan and the mandorma that learns for the word kocha. Says the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Smicho v'shiyor edom. Smicho is leaning on the carbon. Shiyor edom is the leftover blood shirayim. She'einu me'akev l'doris, usually, and throughout the generation, it's not me'akev. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, ain't me'akev kan. Also, here by Miluim is not me'akev. And the Mandom of the Lord's Rekacha, that if everything in Miluim is me'akev, he will hold that Shiraim and Smicho is me'akev doing the Miluim. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Yumo Daf Beis.